Good afternoon, Jessie.
So, Katie, we've heard a lot about these kind of vaccine passports. We know that they're going to be implemented and that they'll be used to sort of monitor our vaccination rates. But I think there's a lot of uncertainty about how they'll actually be functioning. So would you be able to tell me what's some of the primary benefits of using a vaccine passport?
So vaccine passports can really help with two main goals that governments might have. The first would be to prevent the transmission of COVID-19 in venues where people are in close proximity to each other, and where it would be much more reassuring to know that people who are there are either vaccinated or have recently had a negative COVID-19 test. So it can actually be about protecting the health and safety of people who enter specific venues. And that could include people who are medically unable to be vaccinated. So it's about protecting those people when they enter those venues as well. The other reason governments may use this strategy is simply to lift vaccination coverage rates across the board. So by putting up some barriers to participation in public life for unvaccinated people, it's a way of getting those community coverage rates up throughout the general population.
Absolutely. So what does this sort of mean for the unpopulated part of our unvaccinated part of our population?
Well, it means they're faced with some difficult decisions, and I think we're likely to see these difficult decisions coming to bear in a range of options for people to participate in daily life. So in this scenario, it's about your ability to go out and socialise. Certainly in other countries, they have required people to have a recent negative COVID test in order to have perhaps a temporary passport that will allow them out that weekend, but then they'll need to be tested again before they go out again. So all of this is placing burdens on people who don't want to vaccinate. And some will be prepared to wear those burdens, such as going to get the tests. Others may decide that they're actually willing to be vaccinated rather than to continue to endure the impost on their time and energy in having to regularly get negative COVID tests.
Indeed. And in our increasingly technologically dependent sort of world that we're living in during lockdown, would you be able to tell us a little bit about how this sort of process might look with vaccination passports in play at venues and hospitalities?
So it remains to be seen exactly what it will look like. But what we know from the experience of other countries is people either have a digital or physical version of their passport, which they would then need to show for entry into a particular venue. So this means venues needing to have people on the door to actually check that documentation, which is different from the apps we use to scan in our home states at the moment, which is largely, you're being used in a bit of an honour system to do it, and it will only come back to bite you if there has been an exposure and it turns out that you didn't properly sign in, etc. But in this case, the venue will have the onus to make sure that you comply with the vaccination requirement, otherwise they should not be letting you in. And this is likely in some states to be connected to those apps we already have to sign in for contact tracing purposes. And they will actually contain our immunisation certificate to show that we're fully vaccinated. But some states are actually still going to have to work that technology out because their sign-in apps don't at the moment contain that functionality in the back line to also function as a proof of vaccination document.
Great point there. And you mentioned that we've already been using our scan QR check-in code with our current technology. Will these vaccine passports, do you think that might pose a bit of an issue for those of us in the community who struggle to use technology, some as perhaps the elderly who may be a little bit unfamiliar with the types of technology and how to use them?
Well, to my understanding, there has to be a non-smartphone version of this documentation because it would be unfair and unreasonable to expect people to go out and buy a smartphone just to be able to use this. So as long as people can have help and support in actually downloading and accessing their immunisation certificate, and as long as that information is correct on the register, we do know there have been instances of the register not containing accurate information about individuals' vaccine status, and getting those problems fixed can be a little cumbersome on the individual. So we definitely want to make sure that government agencies are providing the necessary support with people so that they can get those problems fixed quickly if they occur.
Absolutely. And just lastly, Katie, what sort of advice would you be able to give to people who may be potentially a little bit hesitant about using vaccine passports and about getting the vaccine in general?
Well, I think there are two, but those are two different issues. So for people who are hesitant about getting the vaccine in general, they should be making an appointment to go and talk to their GP. GPs can actually bill the Commonwealth Government for a consult to actually talk to you. So they are there waiting to have this conversation with you. You can talk through any concerns or issues that you might have. If you're also using looking for information online, please make sure that the information you're looking at is from a trustworthy source, such as a government website or a university, as opposed to the vast array of misinformation that we know is circulating online. For people who are concerned about vaccine passports, in terms of the technology, I think we need to ask these questions of our governments. We need them to explain to us how the technology will work and what will ensure the safety of our data within it. What we do know in Western Australia, where my Coronavax project team has been investigating public attitudes towards various aspects of the vaccine rollout, including things like vaccine passports, our participants largely were not particularly worried about privacy or security with regard to this information, as long as their vaccine passport didn't include any other health information beyond their vaccine status.
Great insights there. That was Katie Atwell, Senior Lecturer from the University of Western Australia, shedding some light on the new vaccine passports that will soon be implemented into Australia.